melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration.
The last time Rod Stewart reached number one with the 1979 album Blondes Have More Fun, Jimmy Carter was president of the United States, and the first Star Wars film was creating box office history. Rod has made some rock and roll history of his own as part of the British blues revival of the 1960s, lead singer of the Small Faces, a multi-million selling solo artist, and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. In 2002, at the suggestion of music industry legend and producer Clive Davis, Rod released the first in his Great American Songbook series of pop standards. That album, as well as the 2003 sequel, reached the top five. Growing up in England, Rod says he and his family listened to music by American composers such as George and Ira Gershwin, Cole Porter, Hoagie Carmichael, Rodgers and Hart, and others. Rod comments, "Best of all for me is how much the public loves these albums, but I cannot deny that being number one has put a big smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye."
We'll take Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. Sing to me, Beth, come on.
It's very fancy on Old Delancey Street, you know.
I know.
The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow.
Manhattan, from Rod Stewart's Stardust album, features New York singer and actress Bette Midler. Other guest artists include Eric Clapton, Stevie Wonder, and country star Dolly Parton. Interpreting songs that were first recorded by greats such as Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, and Frank Sinatra, Rod says the one thing you mustn't do is try to sound like Frank or Billy. They've done them so well. I have to put my own stamp on them. I feel boundlessly grateful that these miraculous songs continue to thrill, and tip my hat to the great talents who wrote the songs that have become the Great American Songbook. Rod Stewart has just started the next leg of his world tour, where he's been performing music from his songbook series as well as his greatest hits. He says he plans to get back to his roots with a new rock album in 2005. He's also scheduled to receive a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame next year. The release of Rod's latest album has increased sales of the previous two songbook collections. The three CDs in the series have collectively sold more than 10 million copies in the U.S. alone. From Stardust, The Great American Songbook, Volume 3, here's Rod Stewart along with Eric Clapton on guitar with Blue Moon. I'm Bernie Bernard.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone. Without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, "Please adore me." And when I looked, the moon that turned to gold. Love of my own.
suddenly appeared before me, the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I look, the moon that turns to gold. Without a love of my own, without a love of my own, without a love of my own.